downtown Evanston, another WLTD radio activity, the 1974 Evanston Garage Sale. Brought to you by Sherwin Real Estate, the home of Sure Winner Service, and by Le Poc Creperie, where French cuisine reigns supreme.
This is Bruce Dumont doing Montage Remote this morning from the world's largest garage sale, the third annual Evanston Garage Sale. And for the next several hours today and from 1 to 5 tomorrow, we'll have an opportunity to share the radio airwaves with the literally thousands of people who will not only be here to walk through the great garage sale, but also will be able to visit with some of the exhibitors who will have an opportunity to talk with from time to time. The Evanston Garage Sale is located in the Evanston Municipal Garage on Sherman Avenue, just south of Church Street in Evanston. And again, make plans to visit us either later on today or sometime tomorrow afternoon. When you stop by and walk in on the Sherman Avenue entrance, WLTD is right there, the first couple of booths, so stop over and say hi to either myself, Ted Weber, Bill Nigut, or Mark Nelson. Come on over and say hello. And tomorrow afternoon, Steve Hart of Radioactive WLTD will also be here. It's going to be an interesting day. The cars are coming in right now. There are literally hundreds of cars that are coming into the garage, filling in the 450 various booths, and they will be ranging from really almost soup to nuts here, because we will be covering a wide variety of, it's a real flea market atmosphere, and it'll be a lot of fun. And for the sale officially opens today at 12 o'clock, but we are on the air as people are filing in right now. Cars are waiting. People are coming in. I don't think I've ever seen so many station wagons and Volkswagen buses in my life. And we should mention our thanks to the Evanston Volkswagen people and Jerry Jensen for helping make this broadcast possible by letting us use one of their fine vans as a mobile unit today. We'll also, a little bit later on in the program, be joined today by Jess Stern, who's written an interesting book, A Prophet in His Own Country. It's the story of Edgar Casey, one of the most important and was one of the most mystifying men in American history. He will be here after 11 o'clock. We'll be doing an interview with Jess Stern, and you will have an opportunity to call him, and you'll also have an opportunity, we hope, knock on wood, to talk to us directly out here at the garage sale. The phone number, 475-6090, 475-6090. If you'd like to test our telephone lines out here and give me a call, we'll take calls on our open line on any topic that you want to talk about, 475-6090. And remember, give us a call. We'd like to hear from you right away, okay? First of all, let's start with a little music. Here is Lynn Anderson.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live or let go. Oh, 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 I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover.
Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share. like to clear up a little misconception. And to do it, I'm going to take you through a Buick dealership. See, a lot of people are considering the purchase of a small car, but they might not consider coming to a Buick dealer to get it. That's a mistake, because right here are all kinds of small cars, imported and domestic, with 4, 6, and 8-cylinder engines, with 2, 3, or 4 doors. Here's our biggest small car, the midsize Century. It's pretty luxurious in there, but the size makes it practical, too. This one's our next smallest, Buick Apollo. Under this hood, there's a 6. Pretty handy these days. Yet because Apollo is a Buick, it has qualities you don't often find in cars this size. And this little rascal is Opel, 4 cylinders, and the best-selling car in Germany. You'll know why when you drive it. Well, there you have it. An impressive small car variety under one roof. At your Buick Opel dealer.
WLTD 1590 puts you in the center of the good life.
Bruce Dumont back at the world's largest garage sale in Evanston. It's 14 minutes after 10 o'clock. The phone number 475-6090. If you'd like to give us a call, feel free to do so. Bill Naggett is in real early this morning. Bill, this is going to be a fun day for us.
It's terrific. We're sitting here with the cars coming past us. They're breathing in that good carbon monoxide smell. It's like a day in the country.
That's right. I hope I make it to 12 o'clock. I don't know. Listen, a lot of interesting people are coming in, and you've got the roving microphone. And by the way, as we broadcast for the next several hours here on Radioactive WLTD and also tomorrow from 1 to 5 o'clock, we're going to have roving microphones. They're going to be all over. We're going to be visiting with people up on the 5th floor, the 3rd floor, all over. We will not just be confined to the people that walk by our WLTD microphones. And the people are coming in now, Bill is out on the midway. He's really actually only a few feet away on the midway right now. And we're talking with some of the people who are here. Bill, what's going on? Bill?
Hi, I've got a gentleman here who's got his station wagon filled with stuff. What's your name?
Filled with stuff. Jim Sprinkle.
What are you selling today, Jim?
We have a bunch of imported Mexican art.
What kind of stuff? What kind of art?
We have some original oil paintings, some bark prints, watercolors, all kinds of things.
Is this stuff that you've made trips to Mexico to collect?
Yes, we have.
What parts of Mexico do you pick the stuff up from?
Oh, generally all over. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico City primarily, in and around that area, in the marketplaces.
Do you sell Mexican art? Is that part of what you do for a living, or is this something you do for garage sales every year?
No, I'm in the advertising business, matter of fact. Yeah.
Are you? What agency?
Well, I have our own little agency downtown, Sprinkle and Green. My partner and I both have been to Mexico many times. We fell in love with this stuff, so we brought some back.
Where will people be able to find you today?
We'll be in booth 71 on the second level.
Booth 71 in the second level. If people are interested in finding some Mexican art, Jim, we will send them over to say hello to you today. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you very much, Bill. Right now, let's send it back to the studio, and here is Trini Lopez.
Michael, row the boat ashore. Hallelujah. Michael, row the boat ashore. Hallelujah. Sister, help to trim the sails. Hallelujah. Sister, help to trim the sails. Hallelujah. Michael, row the boat ashore. Hallelujah. Michael, row the boat ashore. Hallelujah. River Jordan, chilly and cold. Hallelujah. Chills the body, but not the soul. Hallelujah. Michael, row the boat ashore.
That's Michael, done by Trini Lopez. Bruce Dumont back from the world's largest garage sale in downtown Evanston. It's on Sherman Avenue, just south of Church Street. Come on over. It opens officially at 12 o'clock today, and we hope that you'll be able to make plans to be with us sometime in the next couple of days here on Radioactive WLTD. We have an interesting guest here. One thing that we're going to be doing from time to time is playing trivia, and we'll be inviting people who are at the garage sale to come on up and say hello. And what we'll be doing is we'll ask them a question, and if they can answer the question, they'll win a free pass to the Golf Mill Theater. And if for some reason they can't get the question, everybody that plays the game wins a free Coca-Cola Nostalgia serving tray. And we'll get to our first contestant today in just a moment after I remind you that at 20 minutes after 10 o'clock from Radioactive WLTD in Evanston. You know, this weekend we're all involved in the Evanston Garage Sale, but another great weekend, place to spend a weekend in the area, is the North Shore Hilton Hotel. And boy, they have a great refresher program that packs an awful lot into $30 per person. First of all, you can check in on Friday or Saturday evening, and then your relaxing weekend starts. First of all, there'll be deluxe accommodations for one night in one of the new luxurious rooms, including champagne cocktails, free complimentary cocktail in the waterfront pub. Then the limousine service will whisk you off to the star-studded Mill Run Theater, where you'll see the top names in show business right there in Niles. Then when the performance is over, it's back to the Beef Baron restaurant at the top of the new North Shore Hilton Hotel. You'll have a chance to have the finest in after-dinner cuisine. And then, of course, it'll be a night of dancing at the Cabaret Carousel. The next morning, sleep late. Enjoy the indoor-outdoor refreshing swimming pool. Or maybe you want to have a lunch at Lindy's Coffee Shop, shopping across the street at Old Orchard, or the nearby recreational facilities, golf, tennis, bowling. Everything, including the tickets to golf, the Mill Run Theater, $30 per person. It's a great refresher package, the North Shore Hilton Hotel. For information, you can call 679-7000. 679-7000, the North Shore Hilton Hotel. Ask for Dee Conlon or Iris Einhorn. We have our first contestant here. Hello, welcome to the garage sale.
Hi.
What's your name?
Mildred Arnold.
Mildred, where are you from?
Chicago.
Chicago. And
right.
What brings you up here? What are you going to be
selling
today?
We are working for charity for Sylvia Golden Asthmatic Children's Aid. And our women have gone and collected drummage, and we're trying to raise money.
You're trying to raise money.
Right.
And what specifically does your organization do for asthmatic children?
For asthmatic children, we raise money for research. We donate money to Michael Reese Hospital in Labra Vita. We have a march in September, and all this money is volunteer to raise for money for charity.
And if someone wanted to find out more about your organization, is there a telephone number that they could call?
Yes, there is.
And tell us what booth you're going to be
at today.
We
have a central office, and our booth is 301 and 303.
301-303, they can
right.
stop in and learn a little bit more
right,
about your organization.
Right, and all the money goes to charity. Nothing is for any personal use.
Well, listen, we brought you over here because we not only wanted to talk to you about what you were up to, but
Thank
we also
you.
Want to give you a chance to win a prize. You consider yourself much of a trivia expert?
Not too good.
Okay, well, listen, the prize you're going to win is a pass for two to the Golf Mill Theater. And if you can tell me, this is a showbiz trivia now, who was hosting the Academy Awards this year?
Who was hosting it?
When the streaking took place.
Elizabeth Taylor.
No.
Well, she was the hostess because she got in shock when she saw them running across the stage.
That was when she came out. Well, listen, what we're
right.
going to do, you're going to win a free Coca-Cola Nostalgia serving
Good,
tray. The correct
you.
Answer was David Niven. Oh, he was hosting at the time. Remember
oh,
that?
Because I saw her in shock. She couldn't even talk.
Right. She came on, I think, right afterwards. But you will win, courtesy of the Coca-Cola folks, a Coca-Cola Nostalgia serving tray. And thank you very much
thank
for
you.
Playing WLTV
Thanks
Nostalgia.
Thanks for our plug for charity.
Okay. Listen, we'll be looking for booth number 301 and 303 when they come out today. And thank you very much for playing our game with us today. We appreciate it. The telephone number is 475-609. If you'd like to test our telephone lines and see if our telephone system out here works, give us a call, 475-6090. It is 22 minutes after 10 o'clock from Radioactive WLTD in Evanston. And let's go back to the station for a little music. This done by Donna Fargo.
You can't be a beacon if your light don't shine. How can you ask for truth when you do not truthfully live?
judge what's right by what he sees in you. How can you offer vision yet walk around blind? No, you can't see a beacon if its light don't shine.
You can't be a beacon if your light don't shine. You can't be a beacon if your light don't shine. There's a little light in all of us by God's design. But you can't be a beacon if your light don't shine.
May God's love surround you, may you find a brighter day. May he grant you the peace you seek in every way. God's light burns in each life, yours and mine. And you can be a beacon if you'll just let it shine.
You can be a beacon if you'll let it shine. You can be a beacon if you let it shine.
There's a little light in all of us by God's design.
You can be a beacon if you'll let it shine. You can be a beacon if you'll let it shine. You can be a beacon if you'll let it shine.
There's a little light in all of us by God's design.
You can be a beacon if you let it shine. You can be a beacon if you let it shine. You can be a beacon if you let it shine.
There's a little light in all of us by God's design.
You can be a beacon if you let it shine. You can be a beacon if you let it shine.
You can't be a beacon, done by Donna Fargo. This is Bruce Dumont at the world's largest garage sale, broadcasting remote this morning on Montage. The phone number, 475-609. If you'd like to sound off about anything that's happening in the world, give us a call. We'd like your comments. Maybe you'd like to comment on what took place at the impeachment proceedings last night. Again, I asked yesterday what people thought of what was going on at the impeachment, whether they felt that anybody was misusing the forum that they had for political purposes. I'd be interested in your comment. Give me a call at 475-609, and that'll put us in touch right here at the garage sale. You know, everybody loves a winner, and Evanston's third annual World's Largest Garage Sale is just that. And another Evanston winner is Mr. Samuel Sherwin, president of Sherwin Real Estate, home of the famous Sherwinner Real Estate Service.
I'm convinced that Evanston is the world's finest place to live, that our cultural advantages, shopping, shady streets, beaches, just can't be beat. And I'm proud that this conviction has resulted in establishing Sherwin Real Estate as the real estate specialist in Evanston. Year after year, we've set new sales records for all types of property. Our 20 experienced salesmen know Evanston, and they're on the job 7 days a week, day and night, bringing buyers and sellers together.
Sherwinner Service means results. If you're planning to sell or exchange your present home or investment property, call the professionals at Sherwin Real Estate, 869-2575. Or drop into their office at 607 Howard Street. As you can hear, the cars are starting and stopping in back of us here at the world's largest garage sale. Let me just take a moment that I would like to thank not only Sam Sherwin, but also the folks at L'Epoque Draperie who are bringing you this live remote broadcast today and tomorrow on Radioactive WLTD. So our hats off to the benefactors, our major sponsors here on this radio activity of WLTD. 475-609 was the phone number if you'd like to give me a buzz. And Bill Nigut is out on the Midway right now, so let's go to Bill. He's got someone to talk with. Bill?
Thank you, Bruce. I'm not sure whether we're at the on the floor of a national convention or at US 30 drag strip with all this noise, but I have a family sitting here. I was going to say that their car is filled with things to sell at the garage sale, but everybody's cars are filled with things as they all parade past us. Hi, tell us your name again.
My name is George McNichol. This is my wife, Jackie, and this is Jeannie.
Hello, how are y'all? Jeannie, how old are you?
Six.
This is radio. We can't see your fingers. How old is that?
Six.
Six. You told me that you're selling a lot of kids' clothes today.
All the way from 22 to 6. We have two children, boy 22 and her 6. So we're all these are outgrown clothes.
All the things that have been outgrown. Where'd you come in for the sale?
From Chicago.
From Chicago?
We just live over the line.
Is this the sort of event that you've been waiting to get to for a while to be able to sell this stuff?
Absolutely, yeah.
Where will you be?
We'll be on 212 on the fourth level.
Well, if anybody wants to find some clothes for their kids, a 6-year-old and a 22-year-old, no, below, everything in between, 6 and 22, that's the place to find it. Thanks a lot, and have a real good day. Back to Bruce.
Thank you very much, Bill. And, you know, the Evanston garage sale has really grown over the years. The first year they had, about 250 booths. The next year it moved up to 300. And this year they have 450 booths. People from all walks of life coming over and joining the activity and the fun here. So I think you will really enjoy it. To make plans to come over either this afternoon. It officially opens at 12 o'clock today. As I say, the various booths are moving in right now, and we're sitting here right when they're coming in. So if we last and we do not become victims of carbon monoxide in the next couple of hours, we should be able to last the whole time. I understand we have telephone callers on the line at 475-6090, so let's turn to them right now. Line 2, you are on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Good morning. It sounds like a lot of fun. We're planning on going Saturday and Sunday. It is Sunday, too, isn't it?
Right. It is Sunday, but we won't be here broadcasting on that day.
You know, I'd like to change the subject to, or there is no subject this morning, but we've been on heavy stuff, and I'd like to get to a light topic. Yesterday, you had a recording of Trini Lopez singing Blowing in the Wind.
Right.
And it made me sick to my stomach, frankly. Blowing in the Wind is a very serious song, and Trini Lopez sang it as though it were the most joyous, happiest, you know, with the beat and the whole bit.
Right.
And it occurred to me that some singers whose popularity is so great, such as his, sometimes don't use good judgment in picking the material. They feel that because they're big, they made it, they can sing anything, and that isn't true. For example, a rock singer couldn't sing opera necessarily, and Beverly Sills would sound horrible singing some of the heavy rock.
Right, I know. During an interview once with Trini Lopez, he mentioned to me that after he had a hit recording on If I Had a Hammer, he was really looked down upon by Peter, Paul, and Mary. One of the reasons he felt was because he sold more records than they did. But again, If I Had a Hammer is somewhat of a kind of a serious song also.
Yeah,
it has some meaning to it. And Trini just took it, and as he takes all songs, and then jazzes them up to the Trini Lopez style.
Mm-hmm. Well, If I Had a Hammer, that also has a beat, so it wouldn't be even as offensive as this. Blowing in the Wind, I don't know how he can consider doing the kind of arrangement on it that he did. It's a very serious, it's a Bob Dylan song, and it's very serious. I mean, it has a lot of import, and he just jazzed it up, and I really was, I really felt that with all the choice of materials and all the songwriters that are around, he certainly could have made a better choice than that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know if other people felt the same way.
Okay, we'll find out about interpretation of particular songs. You know, a couple of years ago, Jose Feliciano with the 1968 World Series in Detroit took a lot of criticism for his interpretation of the Star Spangled Banner.
I remember that, yes.
Right, so perhaps people will comment on how they like serious songs interpreted and whether they are offended when they're jazzed up. Okay?
Okay.
Listen, thank you very much for calling. Bye-bye. 475-6090 was the telephone number. I'm Bruce Dumont. WLTD coverage of the Evanston garage sale continues after these messages.
I'll have the fried chicken to go, please.
You want half a chicken or whole?
Whole.
Salad or French fries?
Fries to go.
Corn on the cob. You want that plain or buttered?
Buttered and to go.
Napkins or wash and dry?
Wash and dry.
One bird loaded and a soap and water to go.
When you want soap and water to go, you want wash and dry. They refresh while you scrub, get you clean like soap and water, and they don't fall apart like napkins can.
Soap and water to go?
No pain's a little one when it happens to your child. Camphophenique instantly stops pain of minor cuts, scrapes, or burns.
What about infection?
Camphophenique gently penetrates skin injuries to kill germs that can cause infection, so injuries can heal nature's way.
Janie, feel better now?
It stops hurting, Mommy.
For minor cuts, scrapes, burns, Camphophenique, the penetrating first aid medication, stops pain instantly, helps prevent infection. Camphophenique.
WLTD 1590
Personality.
Bruce Dumont back at the world's largest garage sale with Bill Nigut. And, Bill, have you ever seen anything like this in your life before?
Well, I'm fast losing my vision for the carbon monoxide, but what I can see of it is it's really fun. It's It's sort of a suburban Maxwell Street, and I'm really enjoying it a lot at this point. I'm looking forward to when all the cars get settled and we can see again.
Well, it's going to be interesting when 60,000 people, which is what they're expecting this year, when they start walking around here later on today and tomorrow afternoon, the closeness of this the area here is going to become more apparent. But I'm looking forward. I know you are going to be out on the Midway all day today, and as is Ted Weber, and when you guys are on there, I'm going to have an opportunity to go out and start walking around. So we're also, again, we want to remind everybody that if you could come out to the sale, stop by the Radioactive WLTD booth and say hello to either Bill Nigut, Ted Weber, Mark Nelson, Steve Hart this afternoon, and yours truly, Bruce Dumont. We'll be here for most of the time.
You know what, Bruce? It seems to me that people who don't have to drive over here, people who have some sort of public transportation that can get them there, would be advised to take that if they're, because I've been looking. It's very difficult to park at this point. So if you have to drive, fine. But people who might not have to can get here by bus or L. I think that might be an advisable thing at this point.
Right. In fact, a little bit later on, we'll see if we can get one of the transportation advisors for the garage sale and have them on the air and give people directions on how they can come. The world's largest garage sale coming to you from Radioactive WLTD. Right now, here's a little more music back at the studio. Harmon Cavallaro. That's Carmen Cavallaro and Love Me Tonight. We have another WLTD trivia player with us. What is your name?
Marion.
Marion, where are you from, Marion?
Evanston.
Evanston, are you here as an exhibitor, or are you coming in a little bit early to look over the wares?
I have a booth.
What are you going to be selling at your booth?
Junk.
Junk, just stuff from the attic in the basement? What booth is that going to be in? So they'll look for Marion's junk.
264.
264. I want to ask you a question. If you can correctly identify the question, you'll win a pass for two to the Golf Mill Theater. Can you name the current head of the Federal Bureau of Investigation?
I just read that. No, I can't.
you've got a companion here. You want to let him help you out? Do you know?
Gray.
No, not Patrick Gate. Gray. Clarence Kelly. The current head of the FBI. But thank you very much for playing and for coming over to talk with us today. We're going to give you a free Coca-Cola nostalgia serving tray, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
From the world's largest garage sale, this is Bruce Dumont, and we'll be back after this message from Skokie Federal.
Look to the builders of happiness.
to tomorrow today. Look to the folks at Skokie Federal. Building happiness in a saving way. Look to the builders of happiness. Look to tomorrow.
July's gift for saving at Skokie Federal is an attractive three-piece anchor hocking casserole set. It's yours for opening a new account for $300 or more, or for adding $300 to your current account. Another savings bonus from Skokie Federal. Skokie Federal, 4747 Dempster, or Lincoln at Oakton.
Look to the builders of happiness. Look to Skokie Federal today.
Bruce Dumont back at the world's largest garage sale. You know, TV Fax is here now, and it's absolutely free. TV Fax, of course, is the new, fast-growing publication in Chicagoland that is both a TV guide and local shopping guide. TV Fax gives you a first-hand look each and every week at local shopping specials you won't want to pass up. It also lists, in the most easy-to-read style, all the TV programs you want to know about. You can pick up TV Fax today and every week at your grocer and all participating merchants. Keep TV Fax handy in your home because you'll find it carries dollar values each and every week. You'll find TV Fax at your local grocery store and at United Rental, 1006 Tui in Park Ridge. Bill Nye gets out in the midway. Go ahead, Bill.
Thank you, Bruce. I'm talking with Paul Barrelsheimer here. Paul, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
What are you selling today, Paul?
Oh, stuff, vases.
Vases?
Vases.
Oh, vases.
Yeah, but, glasses, bottles.
Are these things that are they crafts that you've made or that are you here with your family? You're 12, you told me, right?
Yeah.
Are you here with your family?
No, I'm here with Theater 65.
You're in Theater 65. That's a community summer theater group, isn't it, of young people? Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, not much to tell. It's for children. It teaches how to act, and they put on shows. There's going to be a show here this afternoon.
You're going to do a show right at the garage sale?
I'm not in it, but some of the other kids who are with me are going to be in it.
Where will that show take place for people who are going to be over here and want to see it?
I don't know. Somewhere in the garage.
Well, you know, I happen to have a couple friends who are in Theater 65, and I've heard lots of good things about that group. Are you an actor?
Well, I've only been in one play.
What show is that?
The Beeple. The Beeple.
Oh, yeah? What did you do? What did you play in that?
Just a bee person.
Well, listen, we will look forward to seeing the show. Are you going to be here all weekend doing shows, or is today the one day that you'll be around here?
I think there's going to be shows all weekend. I'm not sure.
Well, good. I would suggest to anybody who is going to be here today or people who might come over to go by and see Theater 65 at about what time? Do you know today?
No, I really don't know.
It's sometime this afternoon, huh? We'll see if we can find out the exact time of that. And if people are over here and want to go watch, I would suggest that I've heard all sorts of good things about your group, Paul. I'm glad you came by and talked with us today.
Yes, I'm glad to talk with you.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bruce, it's yours again.
Okay, one of the first few hundred people that are coming into the world's largest garage sale today and throughout our broadcast day, not only here but also today but also tomorrow, we will be talking with a number of the more than 60,000 people, or at least a large number percentage of those, that stop over. And again, when you come in on the Sherman Avenue entrance, stop by and say hello with the Radioactive WLTD microphones. It's 17 minutes before 11 o'clock on Montage, Radioactive Montage. This is done by the Cufflinks. It's called Tracy.
Tracy, now.
temperature goes up, up, up till you can't stand it, cool it with a genuine Frigidaire air conditioner from North Shore Refrigeration. Your whole house or just a room from North Shore Refrigeration. A unit for your need at your price. Beat that summer heat with a genuine Frigidaire air conditioner. Get it at North Shore Refrigeration, Crawford and Gulf in Skokie. Cool it. Cool it.
Look around, it's summertime, fishing in the summertime. Take along your radio in the good old summertime. Look around, it's summertime, swimming in the summertime. Tune to WLTV in the good old summertime.
Ah, and it is the good old summertime in beautiful downtown. Beautiful downtown Burbank. Well, this is beautiful downtown Evanston, of which we are broadcasting today on Radioactive WLTD. It is on Sherman Avenue, just south of Church Street. If you have a chance to stop by, don't forget to say hello. And by the way, if you want to comment on anything that's going on in the world, you can give us a call back to the studio and you'll be right in touch with us out here. 475-609 was the telephone number. We'll be more than happy to talk with you, okay? 475-609. I'm Bruce Dumont along with Bill Nygut on this first hour of our remote broadcast today on Radioactive WLTD. It's 14 minutes before 11. Bill Nygut's out in the Midway, and here's Bill.
Here, who Chuck Shaden would absolutely love. He is selling comic books, some of them very old, it looks like to me. Hi, what's your name?
George Higginar.
George, you're a comic book collector, it looks like to me.
And pulp magazines, old science fiction magazines, and a number of other things. The booth is also serving as an information center for people interested in the Learning Exchange, which is an Evanston community center.
Right, right. What kind of comics do you have? What do you have? You have some really old classics that people might pick up today?
Not too old. The stuff before 1948 I didn't bring down because it's too valuable and I figured no one would buy. But I've got them going back, horror comics and science fiction comics and western comics going back to around 1948 or 49, and a lot of early pulp magazines, western, detective, weird tales, and that sort of thing. I'm moving and I'm cleaning out my back room.
Well, you know, as I'm looking at, I mean, there are lots of fascinating things here, but as I see your table right in front, which is right next to where we're broadcasting from today, it seems to me like I could spend hours looking through this stuff. How long have you been collecting these things?
Oh, since I was 10 years old. That's 14 years. And my back room has about 4,000 magazines in it. And now that I'm moving, I figure I'd get rid of a few hundred.
How many of these things do you figure you've read?
Well, I've read all the ones in my back room, which is 4,000.
What kind of prices now when you look at, I look at comics, what kind of things can we expect to find here?
Okay, the recent ones are a dime and a quarter, and those go back to 1960. The early pulps are $1, $2, $3, and I've got some True Detective mysteries from 1923 or 1924, which are $3 a piece, and the first issue of Esquire magazine, which goes for $15.
Wow. Well, you know, I'll tell you, WLTD Radio has an awful lot of listeners out there who are into nostalgia and like the old-time things like that, and I suggest that if those people are out there and are comic book freaks or pulp magazine freaks, that they ought to come by over here and see you.
Yeah, and find out about the Learning Exchange.
And find out a lot about the Learning Exchange, because that's a whole, we could do on my program someday a whole hour on the Learning Exchange, because it's a fascinating group of people, and thank you very much for talking with us for just a few minutes today. Bruce, it's yours.
Thank you very much. The telephone number, 475-609. If you'd like to give us a call, feel free to do so. We're broadcasting from the world's largest garage sale. After 11 o'clock today, our guest here at the garage sale is going to be Jess Stern, who's written a very interesting new book published by Morrow called A Prophet in His Own Country. It's the story of young Edgar Casey, one of the most fascinating men in American history. We're going to be learning about what separate some of the fact from fiction about Edgar Casey. And again, Jess Stern will be here live after 11 o'clock at the world's largest garage sale. You know, you could be enjoying your summer much, much more if you'd let ServiceMaster take care of your home cleaning needs. As a one-time project or on a scheduled basis, ServiceMaster of Evanston can customize a cleaning program just for your home. ServiceMaster offers 67 professional services. And boy, they really do a great job. ServiceMaster of Evanston is just one of the more than 1,000 ServiceMaster offices around the world, and it's backed by continued research, industry-approved products, and exacting cleaning specification. It all adds up to a professionally responsibility that has made ServiceMaster of Evanston world famous. We're sure you'll take pride in their work because they do. For your free, no-obligation estimate, call ServiceMaster of Evanston right now. Lowell Bauman, he's a great guy, at 866-6686. For a summer free of household chores, call 866-6686. One way to keep your house clean is a lot of people to go up to the attic or down to the basement and take all the stuff that you've been wanting to get rid of for many years and try to sell it or give it away or whatever. Throw it away. Throw it in the garbage. Find some place to put it other than your own home. Well, there's about 450 people who thought that was a pretty good idea, because at the world's largest garage sale, a number of people went to their own garages, they went to their own basements, their own attics, they took out the things that they don't need anymore, and they have come over here and purchased booths for this world's largest garage sale. So it is really a fascinating, talk about a rummage sale and a garage sale. It's all wrapped up in this one coming up right now, starting in about an hour and 10 minutes in Evanston, Illinois. So we hope that you'll have an opportunity either today, tomorrow, or Sunday to include it in your July weekend, okay? A little more music right now. This done by Herb Alpert, Casino Royale. Casino Royale, that's done by Herb Alpert. Bruce Dumont back at 7 minutes before 11 o'clock. Kind of a lucky time here at the world's largest garage sale. Before we go much further, I want to talk about one of our major sponsors. That's Le Poc Creperie at 1730 Orrington, right next to the Orrington Hotel. And if you're coming over to the garage sale, make plans to include that either as an after garage sale place to go for dinner or for lunch. They've got some great things. I had an opportunity to go over there the other evening and have country beef crepe. Juicy tender beef with mushrooms, lightly seasoned in crepes, and topped with bubbling cheddar cheese. And boy, I want to say that for those people who say, well, if you go over and you have a crepe, you know, you're still going to be hungry. No way, not at all, because the beef crepes are just chock full of fresh beef, tender beef, and it really is great. And again, if you have it with that cheddar cheese on top, it's really a great main entree. The French onion soup is piping hot, was served with a lot of melted cheese and a crouton on top of it, and that's a good way to start with a little appetizer. And then for dessert, how about crepe chantilly? That's what I had. Put a few extra pounds on with that one. Fresh banana slices steeped in a special brown sugar sauce with whipped cream and toasted almond slivers. Boy, what a way to end a meal, okay? Remember, the creperie, the Le Poc Creperie, 1730 Orrington. It's right next door to the Orrington Hotel, just about a block away from the garage sale. So if you're coming over, make sure that you make plans to stop there either for lunch or for dinner. Bill Nye gets out on the midway. Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to mention quickly that I wonder if people in your audience realize how much you how good you are at doing food spots, Bruce. You're terrific at it.
It's quite obvious I like food.
I'm talking with Jeff Hiltwine here. I walked by up and down the booths here a little while ago to find some interesting people to talk to. And I should tell you, Jeff, immediately that my wife is a garage sale freak. She loves garage sales. And I came by your booth and I saw all the antique furniture you have out there and realized that if she were here with me today, she would be in front of your booth for about 3 hours. Now, what kind of stuff do you have over there?
Well, I have a few commodes and a couple of rockers and a dry sink, a couple of hall trees, stuff that I picked up in Iowa, and I bring it back here and rework it and sell it.
You told me that you're a cabinet maker.
Yeah, I'm a cabinet maker apprentice, actually, and so I work with the antiques on the side. It's basically the same thing. You know, I just I make cabinets at work all day, and I go home and I
and refinish. Stuff.
Yeah,
that seems to be a sort of a dying trade, Jeff. There are not a whole lot of cabinet makers left.
It is. That's why I got into it, and it is sort of a dying trade. Most of the fellas are 50, 60, 70 years old. I'm apprenticing under an extremely good fellow from Germany, and he's teaching me a lot of the cabinet work and some of the upholstery work too.
My great grandfather, who lived in Hungary, was a cabinet maker, and I've always had a special feel for that sort of thing. It seems like an absolutely wonderful profession.
Yeah, well, I learned from my dad a little bit, and that's what got me into cabinet making. And I just decided I had been a salesman, and I had run a chain of stores in Chicagoland here, and I just decided that I wanted to do something that I could do with my hands and get back to basics.
Jeff, let me say quickly that your store is Hilty's Antiques in Wilmette.
It's not a store, actually. I work out of the house. I just have a card, you know, and people can call me if they're looking for anything in particular, you know.
So if you're coming over today, come on by. I saw some beautiful rockers over at your booth, and I'm going to come back over there and look again. You want to play trivia contest with us? Come on over and talk to Bruce then here.
Okay, it's nice to meet you, Jeff. Here's what you can win. You can win a pass for two to the Golf Mill Theater if you can correctly identify this question. Who played the role of Susie McNamara on the television series Private Secretary?
I don't know.
You want to take a guess?
TV.
You never didn't watch TV?
No.
Well,
when was that series on?
Well, it was on about 10 or 15 years ago. The answer is Ann Southern. But for coming over to visit with us anyway, we're going to give you a free Coca-Cola nostalgia tray, okay? Thank you very much for playing WLTD Trivia with us today. From the world's largest garage sale in Evanston, this is Bruce Dumont along with Bill Nigut on this first portion of Montage Today. Thank you very much for joining us thus far. Stay tuned. After 11 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Jess Stern talking about a prophet in his own country, the life and times of Edgar Casey. Don't go away. The news is coming up shortly.
Again, what did your wife pack you?
Spare ribs with sauce all over.
Yeah, and a box of napkins for the way you eat.
No, she packed soap and water to go.
When you want soap and water to go, you want wash and dry. They refresh while you scrub, get you clean like soap and water, and they can't fall apart like napkins can.
You mean to tell me you got soap and water in your lunch pail?
Yeah.
Shake it. I didn't hear nothing.
Wash and dry. Soap and water to go without the sloshing.
I'm Jill St. John. I'm an actress, and I pamper my body. That's why I kept switching underarm sprays, until I found the one that gives me everything I want, new Body All Powdery Spray without talc. It gives me the comfort of powder, yet it's almost invisible on my skin. And the deodorant, like it says on the label, is micro-encapsulated, so it keeps releasing fresh deodorant at the first hint of moisture. New Body All Powdery Spray without talc. I'll never switch again.
Tune in to Rod Serling's Zero Hour with Ross Martin starring this evening at 7 right here on Radioactive WLTD Evanston. It's time now for WLTD Mutual News on the Hour, brought to you by Bank of Lincolnwood. It's 11 a.m.
Today, we'll mark
mark a milestone in American politics. The House Judiciary Committee is scheduled to take a vote on at least one article of impeachment against the president. The result, to most observers, is a foregone conclusion. Meet Wilstoff Thomas on Capitol Hill.
The vote for an article of impeachment on obstruction of justice could run as high as 3-1 on the Judiciary Committee. There are strong indications that up to 9 Republicans of the 17 on the panel will vote for that article. The other article, abuse of presidential power, isn't expected to get as much Republican support.
The panel was to have begun preparing for a vote an hour ago, but Democratic members went into private caucus to rewrite and strengthen their proposed impeachment resolution. White House Attorney James St. Clair says it will be impossible to comply with a proposal by the special prosecutor for White House tapes within 10 days. Judge John Sirica told St. Clair and Leon Jaworski to work out their own timetable for surrender of those tapes, but he made it clear he would set a deadline if the two men couldn't agree on one. This is Comprehensive News. From Mutual Radio, I'm Dick Rossay.
Problems, problems. I guess most of our lives are spent trying to eliminate problems. Sometimes, though, a person can get lucky and solve several problems all at once, like using the many services of Bank of Lincolnwood. For instance, and I am not changing the subject, writing with an ordinary ballpoint pen can be very irritating when the ink won't flow. Now there's a new ballpoint which was designed for the astronauts that can write under any conditions, even underwater if you really want to. Sound far out? Well, it's not. At Bank of Lincolnwood, you can get a space pen free by taking advantage of this further deal. Open one of our celebrated statement savings accounts, and you get a checking account free, including your initial order of imprinted checks. And that pen is included in this space age deal. Another example of how you can solve several problems all at once. Bank of Lincolnwood for complete banking service. Lincoln and Toohey.
An afternoon meeting of British, Turkish, and Greek foreign ministers has been canceled in Geneva as tensions reach the explosive stage on the island of Cyprus. Both Turkey and Greece accuse the other of violating the UN-imposed ceasefire there. There have been several accounts of fighting already today. Still, there are long-term hopes of improved relations between the Ankara and Athens governments. Reuters' Scott Thornton in Geneva.
Appointed Greek civilian Prime Minister Konstantin Karamanlis. He was much trusted by Ankara's politicians. It is this newfound trust that has brought an atmosphere of guarded optimism to the talks. But despite this, British sources said after the first conference session that the way ahead was bound to be difficult.
Cyprus has called for another emergency session of the UN Security Council this afternoon. The nation's balance of trade looked better last month, but it remains rather deeply in the red. Robert Nasikas at the Commerce Department told us.
The U.S. balance of foreign trade showed a deficit of $256 million in June compared with $777 million in May. Exports rose strongly with the sharpest increases in aircraft, machinery, and industrial supplies. Oil imports declined slightly from the previous month, but payments of foreign oil were 3.5 times more than a year ago due to higher prices.
Despite speculation that it might lower its prime lending rate, the nation's second largest bank, First National City of New York, has decided to leave it where it stands at 12%. The Saigon Command reports more than 1,000 communists killed in the biggest battle in South Vietnam since the peace agreement was signed last year. The action took place about 25 miles from Da Nang, South Vietnam's second largest city. Still no break in the standoff between prison officials and 7 armed convicts who are holding 11 hostages at the Texas State Prison in Huntsville. Negotiations to secure the release of the hostages were on again today. You're listening.